We also are going to start today's It Takes Two with Amy and JJ off on a really fun note. So as you know, we are 100% committed to the Sanford Children's Hospital, our Cares for Kids Radiothon. Every single January, we have Miracle Mondays that take place on not only KFGO, but our sister stations as well. Well, we've got Troy in from the Moorhead Dairy Queen, also a huge, huge, huge supporter. Miracle Treat Day is a massive day every single year. And don't worry, you didn't forget about it. That comes up. That's not until July. But Troy, you've got a really interesting thing going on right now at the Moorhead Dairy Queen that we want people to know about. Now, this could be for an individual if they want, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. But it's definitely for businesses.
Definitely for businesses.
So yes. Tell me a little bit about why you are so invested in the Children's Miracle Network.
Well, it first started with I have two nephews that they're older now, but they were both premature and just under 2 pounds mm-hmm. when they were born back when the hospital was down. I think it was St. Luke's, if yep. I remember right.
You can really date yourself with
yeah,
that, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah really. That's for sure. But they were born premature. And once we bought the Dairy Queen, and then Dairy Queen started this program in the, I think, 09, 08, 09, somewhere in there, making Miracle Treat Day. And we just kind of, the more we got to know about it, where the money goes, what happens, it just kind of became our main goal of raising money, because all the money we raise stays here in Fargo.
Which is just amazing.
Yes. Right?
Like, it's so incredibly important. And yep. as we say during the Cares for Kids Radiothon, gosh, you know, you should be so lucky that you've never had to use some of
yes.
these services, right?
Definitely.
But we are so lucky that they are right here in our own backyard. So Miracle Treat Day comes around every single year. The lines are blocks and blocks long, but you have those machines going nonstop.
Yes.
And this year you've come up with a new concept to help get that money up a little bit, because you guys are celebrating a birthday this year, I think.
Yes. The store is 75 years old.
The Moorhead DQ, the historic Moorhead DQ is 75
yes.
now, huh?
Yes. And we've had two owners.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Yes. The previous owners, Bob and Phyllis Litherland, had it for 45 years, and this is our 30th anniversary.
Wow.
Wow. And you and your wife still work at I see her at the counter all
every
the
day.
Time.
Yes.
I mean, that's just great.
We want to see your smiling face.
Well, you're good. Fantastic. And there's never any judgment when I say I'd like 5 barbecues today, please.
I brought 3 for you today. I wanted you to at least share one with her.
I will. I'll be good about that. So let's tell these folks what they can do. They can be a part of Miracle Treat Day right now, and they can actually get a great deal on some blizzards.
Yes. What we're doing is I had a crazy idea and thought, for our 75th anniversary, let's raise $75,000 this year. For one small store, that's more than any other store in the country. The highest store, I think, is like $53,000. So I thought, okay, we're doing blizzards already. So let's do these blizzard cards. Let's make up a special blizzard card. And with that, we're going to sell them for 5 packets of 100 for $550 for a small blizzard. There's no expiration date. So you can come the next day after you get it, or you can come next year or whenever. There's no expiration. All of the money that we raise, the $550 for each packet that we raise, goes to Sanford Children's Hospital. And we look at it as a win-win-win, because it's a win for the people buying it, because they know they get treats that they can give away to whoever, their mm-hmm. customers, friends, family, whoever. And then it's a win for the recipient, because they get to go have a treat.
You know, yep,
who
yep.
doesn't want to have a blizzard? And then for the kids, you know, that's the main goal, is it's for the kids, to help them live longer, maybe buy a piece of equipment that could be used. And we selected this week to announce it, because this is National Children's Miracle Network Week. And so it kind of all starts right now. And since this morning, we've had, I mentioned Bell Bank had stepped up and started it. And then we've had Dan from Kelly's Plumbing step up and come and purchase some. And then a new business, Sharla from Love Blooms in Amenia. Here's a brand new business willing to afford and step up to help the kids.
I mean, first of all, that is a steal of a deal.
Yeah.
100 coupons for $550. Think about this. If you've always said, listen, I'd love to give something to the daycare down the street, right? Buying one of these and giving that to them, those are a couple times during the summer. The kids can go get a treat together, right? Yeah. Like, wouldn't that be a lot of fun? It is great for those clients and those people who are visiting you. It's great for employee retention. Imagine a world where you show up and you've got 10 blizzards for your staff that day, right? Yep. That's an awesome opportunity. And of course, just because you buy it doesn't mean you have to keep it yourself.
Right.
You could pay it forward to great. You know, I'm thinking right off the top of my head, wouldn't it be amazing to drop one of these off at the Ronald McDonald House?
Yes.
Right. And so families who are there, they can go get a blizzard and have that time together as a family. Boom. They've got a whole stack of these things underneath, you know, the desk. They're ready to go.
Yep.
Businesses, if they're interested, what do they have to do?
All they have to do is call our store.
Okay.
And the number is 218-233-3221. And either talk to Diane and I or one of our fantastic coworkers, and they'll get your information. And then when we get the gift cards, we will either mail them to you, drop them off, whatever we can do.
And if anyone's interested in maybe having lunch at the same time, could they just stop by the store today?
Yes, you know, can.
Have a conversation about there. It. Troy, this is awesome.
The best barbecues in town.
They are. What a treat.
Can't get them anywhere else.
$75,000. Let's do this thing, Troy. Let's
get it
done.
I think we can do it.
Let's get it done today. How's that sound? Right?
I was going to say the end of the week, but if you say the day, I'll take it.
You never know, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, thank you so much. The historic Moorhead Dairy Queen turned 75 this year, and they're celebrating by raising $75,000.
Yes.
Right here for the kids needing medical treatment in our own community.
Yes.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you. We appreciate it.